Now, will you notice this section here? And I'd like to read this section in your hearing. Verse 37. And Saul asked counsel of God, "Shall I go down after the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into the hand of Israel?" But he answered him not that day. You see, God now is not using this man at all. And Saul said, "Draw ye near hither, all the chief of the people, and know and see wherein this sin hath been this day." Now, you see, he's not willing to take the blame himself. He said, somebody else has sinned here. "For as the Lord liveth, which saveth Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die." But there was not a man among all the people that answered him. That army stood silent. They knew Jonathan had got the victory. They knew Jonathan had tasted the honey that day. And now this man Saul is saying, the reason God didn't answer me is just because somebody didn't obey me here and they've broken this oath. And the army knew that Jonathan had tasted the honey, and they knew that Saul was putting up a tremendous front at this time, and the army stands silent because he's king. Now I read on verse 40. Then said he unto all Israel, "Be ye on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side." And the people said unto Saul, "Do what seemeth good unto thee." They're not talking much, you see. Therefore Saul said unto the Lord God of Israel, "Give a perfect lot." And Saul and Jonathan were taken, but the people escaped. You see, Saul knew it was Jonathan, and Saul said, "Cast lots between me and Jonathan, my son," and Jonathan was taken. Of course, he's guilty. Guilty of doing what Saul didn't want him to do, or said that there'd be a curse upon the man. Then Saul said to Jonathan, "Tell me what thou hast done." And Jonathan told him and said, "I did but taste a little honey with the end of the rod that was in mine hand, and lo, I must die? Die for that?" And this man and Saul answered, "God do so and more also, for thou shalt surely die, Jonathan." Now what does this reveal? His own son. He would actually destroy his son if he stood in his way. Why? Because he's jealous of his son, and he wants all the glory for himself. Now let's listen to what happened. And the people said unto Saul, that army stood silent through all of this. But now they're not about to remain silent. And the people said unto Saul, "Shall Jonathan die, who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel? God forbid, as the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with God this day." So the people rescued Jonathan that he died not. Now the true character of Saul is revealed, friends. I believe that we are now seeing the true character of this man. And we're not only going to see the true character of this man, but we are also going to see later on, and we'll not be able to do that today, that he will now come in direct disobedience to God. And he's going to do the thing that later on brought tragedy to the nation Israel. And had not God intervened, it would have meant the extermination of the nation. This man, Saul, now is revealing that he's not God's man at all, but he actually is Satan's man. And we'll see next chapter that he's not obeying God any longer, but he's following his own devices. And finally, the Spirit of God no longer will speak to him. God will give him no longer leading, and he'll turn from God to the underworld. And then we'll see that remarkable incident of going to the witch of Endor. This is a tremendous section with a great lesson, friends, for you and me in these days in which we're living, in which we're seeing the manifestation again of demonism, the occult, the worship of Satan, and all of this business of dealing with the stars and wanting to know about the future by buying a little piece of paper at the 5- and 10-cent store. God help America today, because there are a great many Sauls abroad.